All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Actually, right now it's only with Marcus because Mark is still trying to dial in here. So he'll join us in just a few minutes. And in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And there he is, just on cue, just on time. Perfect. Okay, so today is Tuesday, October 25th. And yesterday, stocks closed higher and so did the VIX, the fear gauge, and also interest rates, which is highly unusual. So what's going on? Plus today we had a few economic reports already and more earnings reports from companies like GM, GE, UPS, Coca-Cola and others. So how are the markets reacting to this? And even more importantly, how are we trading it? By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkötter. And now live with us from Sacramento, California, my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good to see you.
Yeah. After a little... Computer restart, that did the trick.
All right. Anyhow, so we're real traders who trade live accounts, and if we've got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Cool. Yeah, I'm so glad you could join us because, gosh, there's a lot to talk about this morning.
There is, Marcus. Gosh, looking at the markets, definitely a different feel compared to a couple of weeks ago. We've seen a nice start this week and some more follow through today.
Yeah, but let's talk about yesterday. So yesterday, the markets were up. And yesterday also, the VIX was higher. I mean, even though it was falling throughout the day, it closed higher. And also yesterday, interest rates were higher. What do you think about this? Usually there's an inverse move. So when the VIX is higher, stocks are moving down. When interest rates are higher, stocks are moving down. So what happened yesterday?
You know, this is interesting. Just like you said, there's typically that inverse move. And I think it's important to really remember and understand what the VIX does. The VIX tracks S&P 500 options premium, essentially going out 30 days. So if the VIX is rising, that means that option premiums are increasing, which means that traders are betting on bigger price fluctuations and price swings. So typically when the market's falling and you have that fear, that's when you see that premium increase. But it could also be just based on speculation. You know, investors thinking that there is going to be more movement, and we know that it's an earnings heavy week with a lot of tech reporting. And I think that's what was really driving that VIX move.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, not only tech. So today after the bell, the big ones will be Meta, formerly known as Facebook, and Google. But then also this morning we had UPS reporting earnings, and this turned out better than expected. So UPS, what was it? 3M. They also reported earnings, and General Motors, all better than expected, moving higher here.
Yeah. And that's another factor here. So with earnings, a lot of people, you know, going into this earnings season felt that earnings were going to be bad. Companies were going to report worse than expected earnings. They were going to report worse, you know, forward-looking guidance. And so far, things have been pretty good. And part of it is really the expectation has also been lowered. And I think that's something that we sometimes forget, right? Because if the expectations are lowered and we're coming in line or even better, that can boost the market a little bit, even if earnings aren't just spectacular. But all in all, traders have been really responsive in a positive way to earnings so far.
Yeah. And then we had some economic reports coming out this morning. So looking at the economic calendar, the first one that came out was the housing price index. And I mean, this is usually a yellow flag report, but right now, I mean, we know that the Fed wants to slow down the economy. And if you look at the housing prices since 1988, they always just gone up. But if you look at the 1 year, we see that right now, housing prices have been peaking and they're coming down a little bit.
Yeah, all in all, the housing data tends to be a lower priority report, just like today we saw it was a yellow impact. But Marcus, like you said, it's coming down, and this is a good...
Okay, and that's where it seems that we are losing Mark. That's fine. So what he was trying to say is that this is a good sign that they're coming down right now. That's what we want to see. I mean, they're still 13% higher than a year ago. But again, we want to see these peaks, right? Because housing prices are also contributing to inflation. It's one of the factors, and it's good to see them coming down. And I see, Mark, that you're back with us.
I hope it's working.
Okay. Now, the second report that came out was the consumer confidence. And this were also, I mean, the Fed wants to make sure that, I mean, the economy is slowing down and consumer confidence was expected to be lower, and it came in much lower than expected.
Yeah. And again, this is a good thing. Good news is bad news and bad news is good, because if traders are a little bit worried about, you know, the economy, they're less likely to spend money, right? And actually spending less money would be good for inflation. And so it's really an interesting environment where everything that you might have known 3 years ago is completely opposite now.
Right. And this is when we go to the countdown for the next Fed meeting, which is happening here in 8 days. And we looked at the probabilities. The probabilities for the next meeting that's coming out on November 2nd hasn't changed. I mean, everybody is expecting a 75 basis point move. But here's the interesting thing. For the next meeting, this is where, if you look at what happened over the past few days, we see that these probabilities are shifting a whole lot. So when was it? A week ago, that's when everybody expected 64% probability of a 75 basis point hike. And right now, it's kind of back to 50-50, what we are seeing right now.
That is interesting, because a 50 basis point hike would be welcomed by the markets, right? So these rate hikes are good for bringing down inflation, but they're not good for the overall market. And that could also be what's driving some of the move higher, where traders are thinking that the Fed might be slowing down.
Yeah, because if you look at the overnight trading of the E-mini S&P and the 5-minute chart, then we see that going into the session, markets were just nervous. I mean, they didn't know what to expect. No impulses really from Europe, nothing out of Asia. And so overnight really, really muted the reaction. But then pretty much as soon as markets open, it was up, up and away. And that's what we are seeing right now on the E-mini S&P futures. But also if we go to the S&P 500 here, we see that in the first few minutes moving higher, no real reaction to the consumer confidence, but we are trading at session highs. The S&P up right now 1.1%.
Yeah, S&P up over 1%, like you said, really trading at levels that we haven't seen since September, the third week of September. NASDAQ up 1.7%. That's a strong outing for the NASDAQ this morning.
Yeah, and again, today, the big one will be Google and Facebook reporting after the bell. So Google right now up, which is nice because we both have positions in Google, which we'll talk about in just a moment. And let's see what Meta is doing here. Also higher, 3.5% going into earnings that are being released. I think it's today after.
Yeah, Meta's tomorrow. Today's Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's where I wanted to go over. Great, Google and Microsoft. So Microsoft also slightly higher here. Little bit cautious for traders thing. Okay, let's see what they are reporting. But yeah, let's hop over to our positions and especially talk about Google here, and then we go to the other positions. But Google, really interesting, because you got assigned at 103.50 and sold the 104 expiring this Friday. I got assigned at 110 and I sold the 110 calls. So let's talk about this for a moment, because after we are assigned with the wheel strategy, that's when we go into a covered call strategy. And the idea here is to, yeah, collect more premium and you might get called away. So what's your plan here? Are you okay getting called away at 104, or are you consider rolling it?
You know, so at this point, I'm considering staying with Google for another week. Okay. I'm honestly, Marcus, I believe that Google could stay at these levels or rally, which is great to extend the trade, right? If we're looking to roll, first thing we want to know is, or decide, is that is a stock something we want to continue to own? If that box gets checked, then it's, is there enough premium for the roll to make sense? And this is where we have the 60% ROI as a rule of thumb, just because we want to make sure that the premium's nice. Otherwise, it's tying a buying power that could be used for a better position in a new trade. So those are the two things that I would be considering. And yes, at this point, I do like the prospect of holding Google for another week. Although I also like the idea of freeing up some buying power, but Google's solid. I like Google.
Yeah, so let's take a look at this. What a roll would look like, because you're currently owning the, or you sold the 104 expiring on Friday.
Yes.
So that is a call that you would have to buy back. So that's one of the things. So you would have to buy it back right now at probably $2.80. And now we can see, okay, if we are going out to next week and you would roll it over and you would roll the 104, you could sell it for $3.70. So that's a 90 cent credit that you're getting here, right? So we can actually send this to a ticket so that we see, and I'm just entering a quantity of one so that we see, okay, the credit mid price right now is 80 cents. So
and not too bad at face value.
Pardon me?
Not too bad at face value.
Right, but this is where we want to plug it into the calculator. That's where we want to see, okay, if we roll, how much could we get? So the 104 to next week, and we could get 80 cents. So what do you think about this?
Well, this is where it doesn't look too hot. And this is why I love this tool, because it's easy to be persuaded by a dollar amount, but that dollar amount should be also referenced to the days to expiration and the overall position size, right? Otherwise, we're not comparing apples to apples, because, or Googles to Googles. Because if you collect a buck on a $100 stock, that's going to be totally different for a $300 stock and totally different for a $20 stock. So the calculator lets us compare things, really make a calculated decision. The 25% ROI, it's not where I want to be. And actually, Marcus, the two of us, we have a rule that we want 60% on a roll.
Yeah, and let's talk about this, because usually we are looking for 30%. So why here 60%? And then we can also get an idea. So the minimum that we want to see for 30% would be 95 cents, as we can see here. So we need at least $1.90 to get to our 60%.
Exactly. So, and one thing to really mention is, with Google earnings coming out, this week's expiration has a ton of premium. So that's one reason. We still like to consider rolls towards the end of the week, but right now it does not surprise me that there isn't a big difference between this week's expiration and next because of earnings. But as far as the 60% goes, if we stay with the trade, there's always the potential that we collect that premium and then the stock drops and the stock retreats, right? So maybe it makes sense this week, but going into next week, it doesn't work out. Now, by getting 60%, we have a bigger cushion, which means we could still, you know, offset if there is a bit of a drop. That extra premium just offsets that. But it also makes it easier to make the decision, because would you want to roll for 25% or maybe next week, sell the 95 put, right? Sell a lower strike put and just let those shares get called away.
Right. And usually what we see, since they're reporting earnings after the bell, that volatility is getting sucked out of the markets here, out of Google. And therefore, tomorrow, options premiums might collapse, which is really good for this potential roll. So it might be something that we are considering tomorrow. All right. Let's take a look at a few other stocks here. So NVIDIA is a stock that I have, and this is where I was able to lower my cost basis by selling more puts and getting assigned to 160.91. The break even at 145.42, today trading at 131, so not too bad at all, not bad at all. And then we also have TPR, TPR today having a really good day, so up 5%. I got assigned at 37. I need to mark my cost, my break even on here, but I do believe that my break even, actually, we can look it up. I can just go to my trading log and look at my break even. Oh my gosh. Okay. My break even is $33.34. So that's not bad at all, because I collected already $9,845 in premium here by selling puts and selling calls. So that's good. 33, 34, I'll mark it so that we have it for tomorrow. But I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, that just shows the power of the wheel, and, you know, starting by selling puts and selling calls, because even though the stock's down, your level to be making money is really close. Are you considering selling calls between your break-even and cost basis?
I might, because here at this point, I want to see, is it really possible for TPR to break out of this range? As we can see, it has been trading in the range between 30 and 32 pretty much since October 4th. So the whole October, and today's October 25th. So yeah, I want to see, can we break above? And if so, I'm definitely interested in selling calls between my break even and below my cost basis here.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, today we talked a lot about rolling here, and we did a video on this where we explain it in more detail. So take a look at this video here where we explain how to roll an option and when it makes sense and doesn't make sense. And then we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.